Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
We're the Taste Buds. We're different, but we're friends. We're the Taste Buds. Our friendship never ends. We're not much alike, but we don't really care. We live over here and they live over there.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin Nova, the host of Coastside Carousel, and you're about to listen to another exciting episode. You just heard a little bit of what we're going to play for you this week. But first, I want to tell you that Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. It's the family place to be. They got pub grub. They got drinks. They got wine. They got soda. They got great. They got games. They got TVs with sports. They got all kinds of stuff. Pinball. I love the Shrek pinball machine. I'm totally nuts about it. We got a fun episode of Coastside Carousel this week. For those of you who don't know, in addition to hosting Coastside Carousel, I am also the artistic director of Coastside Young Actors Workshop. It's an after-school program where kids create, every year they create their own play. They write the story, they come up with their own characters, they come up with their own lines. And today I have four of our Coastside Young Actors with us. Hello, kids.
Hi.
I'm going to say hi to you once at a time so that we know who we're talking to. We got Maribel. Hi, Maribel. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. Okay. And Basil?
I'm 11 as well.
11 as well. And Sierra?
I'm 9.
9. And Samantha?
I'm 9.
Okay. So we got 2 11 and 2 9. Hey, those are good ages. I got to tell you right now. So you two know, 11 was my favorite age. It was the best year I ever had in my life. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about this play. The play is called, what's the play called?
Inside Doubt and the Taste Buds.
Yay! Inside Doubt and the Taste Buds. And for those who are wondering, you all had a big hand in writing the play, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I want each of you to tell us who your characters are. So Maribel, what are you in this play?
I'm a spicy spy gecko.
A spicy spy gecko. Okay. This is not going to make sense to people listening right now, but we're going to explain it in a minute. You're a spicy spy gecko. So you're a gecko.
Yes.
And you're a spy.
Yes.
But you're spicy.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Basil, what are you in this?
In the play, I am a pineapple.
You're a pineapple.
Yep.
Very interesting. Okay, I don't know what pineapples do, but we're going to find out. Sierra, who are you?
Me and my friend are cotton candy twins.
Cotton candy twins. Excellent. Okay, and Samantha, who are you?
I'm the sweet princess.
You're the what?
Sweet princess.
The sweet princess. Okay. One of the two sweet princesses, right? And then there's the sweet prince. Okay, so for the listeners, let me explain this a little bit. Inside Doubt and the Taste Buds is a story that starts out taking place at a party. Now, the actors we have here today are not part of the party, but what the audience finds out at the beginning, it's a little bit of a mystery because we find out that one of the guests at the party is an escaped mental patient from the Mental Institute for the Criminally Insane. So there's a party going on. And one of the guests is criminally insane. He's wanted by the law. Half of the scenes in this play are going to take place inside his head. And inside his head live the spicy people and the sweet people. And they are the Taste Buds. Say the Taste Buds.
The Taste Buds.
So the Taste Buds have some songs. Now, this is not just a play. It's a musical, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. So I would like you kids to sing us a few songs. We'll start with the theme song from the play is called We're the Taste Buds, right? Okay, so let's take this away. Here we go. The Taste Buds by Maribel, Basil, Sierra, and Samantha from Young Actors Workshop.
We're the Taste Buds. We're different, but we're friends. We're the Taste Buds. Our friendship never ends. We're not much alike, but we don't really care. We live over here and they live over there. We treat them
that song, that cute little song, was called We're the Taste Buds. That was sung by Mirabelle, Basil, Sierra, and Samantha, who are in the Coastside Young Actors Workshop. They got a big play coming up. It's May 12th, 13th, and 14th at Half Moon Bay High School. Now, that song was written in class, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Any of you want to share with the audience how you write songs in class? How does that happen?
Well, we just kind of think of ideas and give like a melody to them, and we just take it from there and figure out, you know, like what the lines might be in one part, and we all just kind of chime in and like add ideas together.
We have the story first. We come up with the story, and then we talk about it. And then I'll say, okay, so this is the song about you're the taste buds. Can anybody just hum? What would you say? We're the taste buds. And then somebody will say, we're the taste buds. And I say, hey, that's catchy. Let's use that. So, very good. Very good. Let's do another song. Now, in the story, I said that there was the sweet people and the spicy people, and they're friends. They're neighbors, and they live side by side. They don't mingle with each other, do they?
No.
No, they kind of stay to their own side of the wall, but they're not enemies. But they each have a song, so the spicy people will sing their song. They're very proud about being spicy. We only have one spicy person here. Mirabelle is the spicy spy gecko. She's the only spicy actor we have here. The other three are sweet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pineapple, cotton candy, and the sweet princess. But I want you to sing for me the spicy song and the sweet song so that the listeners can kind of get an idea of how proud each side is. You know, the spicy ones are proud of being spicy and the sweet ones are proud of being sweet. So let's hear, this is a song called We're Spicy and We're Sweet by the Young Actors Workshop.
Everywhere you go, they've got spicy in their pan. We are sweet, we are sweet, we're okay to eat. We are sweet, we are sweet, we make a good treat. From birthdays to Christmas, Halloween and more. Grab all your sweets and run out the door. We're Taste Buds.
Ta-da!
Okay, and that was a song from the upcoming play by Coastside Young Actors Workshop. We have four of the actors here today. They just sang that song for us. It's a fun song. I heard some giggling in the song. Who was giggling?
All of us.
All of you. Well, was it fun to sing these songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in the story, I don't want to give away too much of the story so that people, when they go see it, but what happens is there's a misunderstanding. And does anybody want to tell us what happens? Sierra?
They all hear a voice mm-hmm. saying that they don't like sweet food or that they don't like spicy food. And then both sides think that the other side did it.
But the voice that they're hearing is actually a voice of somebody at the party in the outside world. While all these characters live inside one person's head. He's imagining it all, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So what happens is they think that the other flavor doesn't like them. Oh, no. Oh,
dun,
no.
Dun, dun,
dun. So both sides, what do they start to do? They start to get ready for what?
War.
They start getting ready for war. So neither side, the spicy people or the sweet people, genuinely hate the other side. They don't hate each other, but they come to believe that the other side hates them. And as a result, they start to hate the other side. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And there's even a song that happens in the play, and this is a really catchy song. I think this is going to be the hit. This is like the song that everybody's going to walk out singing this year. But the song is We Hate You Because, and when they sing it, they sing We Hate You Because
You Hate Us.
Exactly. So it's a terrible misunderstanding. So but I want to hear that song right now because it's a really good song. So this is We Hate You Because by the Young Actors of Coastside Young Actors Workshop.
We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us. We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us. You say that you're sweet, but you're really sad. We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us. We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us. You give people tummy aches. You don't taste good in milkshakes. Go away for goodness sakes. Now before your castle breaks. We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us. We hate you because, we hate you because, we hate you because you hate us.
Ta-da!
And that was We Hate You Because, sung by Maribel, Basil, Sierra, and Samantha of Coastside Young Actors Workshop. It's from the original musical play that's coming up soon. It'll be May 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Half Moon Bay High School. The play is called Inside Doubt and the Taste Buds. And all four of you here today play Taste Buds, right?
Right.
All right. And that song, We Hate You Because, man, that's such a mean-sounding title of a song.
Yeah.
Would, if you were going to a kid's play, would you expect there to be a song called We Hate You Because?
No.
No. Me neither. But there is in this play, and you wrote it, and it's a really catchy song. But again, it's all a misunderstanding. And hopefully everything works out at the end. I hope so. I hope the play has a happy ending. I don't want to give it away. But Maribel, you play the spicy spy gecko. So you're one of the spicy people.
Yeah.
But you're a spy gecko. So what do you do in the play?
I go over to spy on the sweet side.
Oh, you sneak to the sweet side to see what they're talking about. And what do you hear them talking about?
I hear them talking about getting ready for war and weapons. But the problem is I'm allergic to sugar. So when they offer me something sugary, I sneeze and my disguise falls off.
Your mask falls off and they chase you away?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, basically, you're a pineapple. What on earth made you want? Now, the thing about Young Actors Workshop, I got to say, is that the kids can all be whatever they want to be. They come up with their own character. What do you want to be? You said pineapple. Why did you want to be a pineapple?
Well, I'm like overly obsessed with pineapples. For me, they're like the best thing in the universe. So any chance I get to be a pineapple, I'm going to be a pineapple.
Okay. Well, see, that's cool. So what happens is, you all decided what you wanted to be before we even really knew what the whole story was, right?
Right.
Yeah. So when you say, you know, like Sierra wanted to be cotton candy, Basil wanted to be pineapple. Okay. Mirabelle wanted to be a gecko. Well, and then we say, well, how do we make a gecko? And we have tacos in the play. We have a DJ. We have a rat exterminator. We have so many characters in this play. There's about 50 kids in the play. It's a big, big play. They all come up with their characters, and then we have to come up with a story around those characters that makes sense and involves all the characters. So without giving away too much, oh, Sierra, you're cotton candy. How did that come about?
Well, I really like cotton candy, and so
oh,
my
who
friend.
Doesn't?
So we decided to be cotton candy.
Now, are you making your own costumes?
Yeah.
Are you going to look like cotton candy?
Yeah.
Is it going to be pink cotton candy?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And Samantha, you are the sweet princess, one of the two sweet princesses. How did you decide to be a princess?
I got to wear a pink dress, and pink is my favorite color.
Oh, so you just wanted to wear a pink dress? Okay, excellent. Hey, that's a good enough excuse. I like it. Well, anyways, all of our plays do have happy endings. They do have happy endings, even though at one point it looks like there can't possibly be a solution. Like war breaks out, right? Between the spicy and the sweet people. And the audience, they might be like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Who's going to win? Are they going to die? But there is a happy ending, right?
Right.
Yeah. And the original song from the beginning, The Taste Buds, it comes back. So I want to hear the final version of the Taste Bud song. This is the song that we sing at the end. And actually, after the war, when you realize that it was a misunderstanding, we're not going to give away how it happens, but the two sides do actually become even closer. You become more friends with each other because of it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's hear, again, the Taste Buds.
We're the Taste Buds. We're different, but we're friends. We're the Taste Buds. A friendship never ends. We're not much alike, but because we know that our friendship is true. We're the Taste Buds.
Ta-da!
And that was We're the Taste Buds by four of the young actors from Coastside Young Actors Workshop. They are our guests on Coastside Carousel this week. I'm your host, Kevin Nova. And once again, we got Mirabel, Basil, Sierra, and Samantha. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Do you have any last things you want to say about the play, what you're looking forward to, what your favorite part of it is?
I'm just kind of looking forward to being a pineapple.
Okay. Anybody else? No, you're all just looking for, are you looking forward to doing the play?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. So, if anybody's interested, you could go to youngactorsworkshop.org or you could give me a call. My phone number is 650-576-4754 if you have any questions. But the play is going to be May 12th, 13th, and 14th. Friday and Saturday, it'll be at 7 o'clock. And on Sunday, which is Mother's Day, it'll be a 2 o'clock in the afternoon matinee. So if you're listening, bring your mom. It'll be a great Mother's Day treat for her. Well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Now, are you nervous about this play coming up?
I know.
A kind little? Have any of you ever been in a play before?
I have.
Yeah? Oh, Samantha hasn't? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you're all going to do just fine. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great play. So if you're listening to this, go to the Half Moon Bay High School that weekend in May, Mother's Day weekend, and check out Inside Doubt and the Taste Buds. These kids have worked really hard on it all year. You've been working on it all year, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, kids.
Thank you.
And if you're listening at home or in the car, keep listening. You could drop by at khmbradio.com. Let us know what you thought of the show. Let us know what you'd like to hear. And click on Coastside Carousel if you want to listen to this again. You can even download this. Save it on your computer. Listen to it anytime you want. And listen to it anywhere in the world. Well, that's it. And until next time, this is Kevin Nova saying, it's a beautiful day in Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.